Well, thank you for coming to workshop organized by Okiru Professional Interest Group. And today, Dr. Amor is going to talk, give an overview on tissue culture. Then we are going to do a hands-on activity on medium preparation, subculture, and culture initiation. And I just want to briefly talk about how it happened. And at the last business meeting, somebody suggested we should do a workshop on tissue culture. But we have quite limited resources at hotel, so I had to come up with some solution. And when I was going through web page, there's a Japanese company which makes really neat product. And you could use their product to sterilize explant. You could also use their product as a medium sterilant. And I thought that was a good thing to use, so that's what we're going to do today. Anyway, without further ado, Dr. Moore.
Thank you, Dr. Kobayashi. Many of us are probably familiar with the term plant tissue culture. It's the technique of maintaining and growing aseptically plant cells, tissues, organs on artificial medium under controlled environment conditions. Here are some examples of plant parts that have been successfully used in plant tissue culture. You have on the upper left, let me see with them. Oh, here we go. These are orchid seeds that are very minute and that in nature they would probably grow, but without the aid of the mycorrhizae, it will be very difficult to grow into a mature plant. But when you provide a sterile condition or aseptic conditions, you can easily get germinating orchid seeds such as these. This is an axillary bud from a Phalaenopsis orchid inflorescence. So this is the bud. And that is an explant used for mass propagation of Phalaenopsis. Here we have a microplantlet from, a microplantlet from an axillary bud of Anthurium. And when the Anthurium microplantlet develops from the axillary bud, the leaves can be further used as an explant and for developing or initiating callus. On this bottom photo, we have orchid mericlones, which is the term for asexually propagated clones. So mericlone meaning meristem-derived clones. It is very difficult to imagine how the ascent of economic crops such as Phalaenopsis orchids could have happened without the aid of plant tissue culture. So for plant tissue culture, clonal propagation is probably one of the most widely used application. So this is a nursery in Taiwan growing millions. This is just one part of the nursery, millions of clones that have been derived from tissue culture. And here is a production facility in Holland where they grow potted Phalaenopsis. It's worthwhile to note that in the U.S., for the 2018 production figures, the value of U.S. potted orchids in the U.S. is $293 million. So that's a substantial production here. And because I come from Hawaii and I also work with Anthuriums, here's a photo of potted Anthuriums that are now considered very easy to get. You can go to your garden shop or your big box retailer and be able to buy this, whereas in the past maybe 20 to 30 years, you couldn't have purchased this at a reasonable cost. Another application of plant tissue culture is to eliminate virus from infected plants. One example is banana, where you have banana bunchy top affecting the plant. And when you have the infection, the plant production definitely goes down. So one way of ensuring healthy, viable production is to start with clean materials. And tissue culture using thermotherapy or chemotherapy to get rid of the virus is one way to assure virus-free, disease-free propagules. Another application of plant tissue culture is in breeding. This is a photograph of a seed breeding operation which utilizes doubled haploid production either from anthers or ovary culture. For breeding, embryo rescue is also made possible with plant tissue culture as well as in vitro germplasm preservation. Over the past few days, we've heard time and time again, over and over, about the importance of tissue culture to facilitate new breeding techniques as CRISPR technology. We've learned that callus culture, protoplast culture, techniques in transformation and regeneration are very vital in these new breeding technologies. So if we are to get our students involved or get people more aware of tissue culture, it will be helpful to review what are the basics. What are the basic things you need to do, the basic or the easiest forms of tissue culture? Well, first we need a clean work area. And you'll see that Dr. Kobayashi will provide us with a clean work area. Another aspect is we need to have a clean culture medium. So this can be facilitated by using stock solutions or premixes. Also, we have to be able to clean explants adequately so we don't run into problems with contamination such as fungal or bacterial contamination. So to get the medium clean, we usually resort to autoclaves, or in some areas of the world, it could be pressure cookers. For a clean work area, the more fancy equipment would be a laminar flow hood. You see a spray bottle there that probably contains ethanol and some disinfecting wipes to keep an aseptic sterile condition. The laminar flow hood can be also simply fabricated, as in the case of Thailand, where they use a lot of wooden laminar flow hoods. Okay. So if you're not able to have access to a pressure cooker or a autoclave, how can we generate clean cultures? One method is to use biocides. And I tried to look back and see, because there's a lot of anecdotal reports about using biocides in tissue culture. But there's one published in our own journal, Hort Technology, using biocides to control microbial and fungal contaminants. So the biocide that was used is called PPM, which stands for plant preservative mixture. It's isothiazolone biocide. And the question in this paper was, can it substitute for autoclaving? There were several studies in this paper, but there was one particular section that looked into PPM as a substitute for autoclaving. The plant material used was the seed of rough lemon. It was surface sterilized in commercial bleach and rinsed 3 times in sterile distilled water. The seeds were germinated in a revised MS medium without growth regulators and solidified with 0.8 agar. The control was no autoclaving or no PPM. And PPM was incorporated at 2 milliliters per liter. After 30 days, the control did not have any, after 30 days, the control exhibited fungal and bacterial growth, but the medium with PPM showed no visible fungal or bacterial growth. Mind you, this paper did not have any photographs, so I'm just giving you the summary or the highlights of the paper. So as I mentioned earlier, there have been anecdotal reports on the use of microwaving as a means to sterilize the medium. So Phytotechnology Laboratories is one of the chemical companies that works with tissue culture, and they have a technical information segment in their website. So in 2006, they came up with Orchid Media Guide, and they talked about the sterilization of medium using microwaving. And the microwaving is made possible if you know how much medium you're using, and also the power or the how many watts your microwave is. Helps determine how long to sterilize the medium. So basically, this recommendations also included the inclusion of 1 milliliter per liter of PPM. At that time, Phytotech was carrying this product, but I checked recently and they don't carry it anymore. On the web, you can also find different resources for how do you sterilize medium without an autoclave. So this is an example of a website that shows how you can process medium in the microwave. So when I taught a class last spring, we had one student who was interested in germinating orchid seed without autoclaving the medium because she had no access to a pressure cooker. So we said, okay, let's have an exercise in the lab where we look at different medium components and also look at incorporating PPM, a biocide, with and microwaving the medium. So here is after 30 days, the medium, the magenta box that contained PPM at 1 milliliter per liter, microwave for 10 minutes, remained clean compared to the four other treatments that were all autoclaved. So definitely it was possible to obtain clean, sterile cultures even after 30 days with a biocide. So in conclusion, or in summary, we find out that plant tissue culture is truly an important tool in plant science. More so over the past few days, we've heard time and time again about the importance of regeneration techniques when using the new breeding techniques such as CRISPR. Secondly, the addition of biocides to the tissue culture medium can be used as an alternative to autoclaving. Thank you. I mean, do you have any questions, by the way? Any questions? We can proceed with a...
So, I think you mentioned PPM is not available from Phytotech. Do you find any sources that has PPM at this point?
I did run a web search, and Kaysen Laboratories, which is another supplier, carries PPM.
Okay.
Yes? Yes, Plant Cell Tech actually manufactures PPM, and they also carry it. Yes?
Phytotech had a slightly different recipe. So when I started buying from Phytotech, I had less phytotoxicity.
Oh, okay.
I liked it better, so when they stopped making it, I called them, and it sounded like whatever formulation, there were some rules and regulations, so they had to pull it. I'm not sure what they had in it, but I hope they bring it back because it worked better than.
Yes, I was talking to Dr. Griffiths, who's seated in front, and I told him just earlier, right before the program started, that I remember he posted on the plant tissue culture listserv the Phytotech similar chemical for similar to PPM. And you're right, they stopped production of that chemical. I believe it was PTC3 or something like that, right? Yes. Thank you. Any other questions? Comments? Well, thank you.